Susan Ree uses public transportation nearly every day. An avid reader, the Sandy resident visits the downtown city library weekly. But when asked if trains are any more crowded on bad air days, Ree says no.
It doesn't really make any difference.
Which is why some are pushing for free public transportation on days with unhealthy air as a way to improve the environment and help save lives.
This year, there seems to be a push for making tracks free as one way to improve air quality.
Utah Transit Authority spokesperson Jerry Carpenter says this proposal isn't new. Every year, UTA is asked for cheaper or free service, but he says this isn't the right solution.
There's a number of problems with that, and it certainly could be part of a solution, but it wouldn't be the total solution to correcting our air quality problems.
Carpenter cites funding as the biggest issue.
By removing our fare revenue, especially when you're doing it every Redbird day with as many as 50 a year, it becomes very, very costly to us as a transit agency, which makes it difficult for us to maintain our services if we're giving away our services for free.
Carpenter says it would cost the agency $100,000 per red air quality day to allow people to ride for free, something he says isn't feasible. However, some Wasatch Front residents say the overall health benefits are a small cost to pay in the long run. And that's why they've started a Facebook page and begun hanging flyers throughout downtown Salt Lake City promoting their cause. Olivia McCullough is one Facebook supporter who would like to see the change.
Public transportation is going to be running on red air quality days anyway. And if it's free, it encourages people that much more to actually be using it and not using their cars.
But everyday public transit riders like Susan Ree think that both sides have it wrong. She says most people who ride public transit use passes, not daily tickets. So the money lost by UTA and the number of riders taking advantage of the free ridership would both be minimal.
I don't think they'd get many more riders just because it was free.
During the 2008 legislative session, Representative Wayne Harper introduced a bill that would have reduced fares on yellow air days and made it free to ride on red air quality days. That bill never made it out of committee. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.